You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Honest AF Show with me, Daniela Clark.
And Barbara Ann Wild. Hello, everybody.
Hi. So exciting. Barb, the second day in a row I get to hang out with you.
I know. This is really happening here? This is just too good. Too good.
Yeah, we had Macy Gray in the studio yesterday, which was really fun.
Very fun.
Yeah, she came back and wanted to visit with us again because we're just so, damn fun. And then today, I'm super excited because we have another one of my gorgeous and fabulous friends.
Can you please explain to me how you have all these gorgeous and fabulous friends? I mean, I'm glad I'm now in the club, but everybody that we have on is just...
I told you.
Daniela's like, do you know so-and-so? No. I don't know where I've been for the last 20 years, but I'm very happy about your friend
list. Let's introduce Brittany. So Brittany Cade, right?
Yes.
But do you also use the last name Dern or just...
Yes, I guess I will when I'm feeling like it. No, I mean...
When he's behaving himself?
Yeah. It's usually Brittany Cade, but yeah. Brittany Cade Dern is kind of like, I guess... stronger, right, to have the affirmative name.
It's pretty good too.
Yeah.
That's so funny because my daughter just got married actually a year ago yesterday was her anniversary, and she is not taking his name and she is not hyphenating her name and everyone's like, what do we make cards out to? I'm like, she's keeping her name. She likes her Haley Ray Wild.
I would not change my last name either. If my last name was Wild, why would you change that last name?
It's so embarrassing.
What's her new last name?
Oh, my God. Zach would page me places. Paging Barbie Wild. I'm like, that is such a porn star name.
It's so rad. That's amazing that you had that.
Right?
Yes.
It's nice.
Your full name.
Good for you for keeping your name.
I honestly,
cheers to that.
Frankie wants to be adopted by Barb and Zach so she can be Frankie B. Wild.
I love it. I have a girlfriend with the last name Wild as well.
You do?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Wilde. Mm-hmm. And great family. Really cool.
Oh, very cool.
Just cool cats.
So for those of you that don't know, a little bit of backstory on you, Brittany, is Brittany has, she has her own line of clothing. Right.
Yes.
And how do you pronounce? Is it Simon Kidd or?
It's Simone Kidd. Yeah. Okay. My partner Joey and I, we design these really beautiful silk dusters. They're unisex. They're two sizes. They're really just kind of beautiful and loungy and fun. And then we have another line that's just more.
And they're gorgeous.
Kind of
they have the embroidery on them. And
on the inside, the left, inside little pocket, you just kind of turn it over and it's in cursive and it says enjoying the ride.
Yeah, I love
just
that.
Kind
it's
of
like
a
little secret. Kind of fun detail.
It's always kind of fun to just have, I guess, those little secrets or those little, pops in your step, just trying to remind yourself, like, laugh at yourself, have fun, it's fine.
Yeah.
Especially right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Crazy especially world. Right now. Some nice little positive messaging is nice. And Brittany, you're also married to Mike Durnt from Green Day.
Yes.
And that's how we actually met was, I don't know if you remember, do you remember how we met?
Years ago. No, was it?
I think I met you for the first time at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, in Ohio?
Induction in Ohio when GNR was being inducted.
Right. And oh, that was such a wild night.
That was crazy. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was Cleveland, right? Or
yeah, it was in Cleveland. Yeah, it was in Cleveland.
Okay.
And I think that's how I met you. I met you through Susan.
Love Susan.
With us. You were with Susan Holmes.
Yeah, because the boys in... Because Green Day inducted GNR.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That was a fun night.
Oh, my God. It was such a fun trip. It was so
Maybe
much
too
fun.
Much. Too yeah. wild. It's wild.
There you go.
It was great. We had such a good time. But that's really how I think I met you. I think that's when I met you for the first time.
Yeah. And Ace was there.
Yes.
And
Ace and Matt and Carla and Slash.
Oh,
and
that's right.
Jeff and Susan.
Yeah.
And everybody
there
was
like
there.
A lot. Yeah, it was a lot.
That was so much fun.
That's
oh
all,
my God.
It's all coming back. I'm like, oh, wait, let's think about that. Who was there? And
it was
what year was that, Daniela?
I don't even know. What year that was? I don't remember. You know me. I'm not good with facts.
I'm
sorry. Facts. I don't remember
that was
But I'll tell you what dress I was wearing.
Don't you love that?
And what dress every other woman was wearing there.
Yeah, I could give you those details.
those are actually more important anyway.
It was such a good dress, by the way. Oh, my God. It was like this long, gray, unassuming dress from the front. And it had like a black leather neck that like snapped in the back. And it was like a halter neck, and it was in black leather. The rest of the dress was all the way down to the ground. Totally floor length gray.
Okay.
But the thing was that when I turned around, it was like ba-bing, ba-bang, because it was cut so low that I was full on flashing crack the whole
but
night.
But that's kind of hot as shit. Yeah.
It was pretty good.
You could pull that off too.
It was a good dress.
Little crack cleavage. It's kind of like, oh, yeah. Hi.
Exactly.
You know, business in front, party in the back.
Yeah, exactly. So, Brittany, tell us a little bit about what's going on with you guys right now with everything, with, you know, being up in the house with the kids and the husband's home. Like, Barb and I talk about it all the time with our husbands being home now.
Yeah, I know, 24/7.
You're like, what's going on?
It's a joyride, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's definitely up and down for sure. Yeah. And just like to, you know, to throw on kids and in grade school. And I mean, my kids actually just started back. I think this is their second week now in person. So that's given us a break, which is nice because, you know, 24/7 together is just too much.
Yeah.
We're not meant to be like that.
No.
And I like to have my alone time, and I like to have my space. And,
right.
You know, it's definitely, we're on it together. But sometimes I'm just like, I'm going for a drive. And I'm like, ah, yelling in the car.
Yeah, but it is. It's hard. I don't think anybody's supposed to be together that much, you know, we're all supposed to have like other lives outside of this, and you know, travel and doing things, and I think that that's like the secret
socialness
sauce with us too.
Yeah, it's definitely a crazy adjustment, and mm-hmm. and just like and even thinking what's going to happen after this. I mean, I feel like no matter what happens with elections, it's going to be, you know, there's going to be a riot, both sides.
Yeah, let's hope not, but it could be.
We're getting comments from the
engineer. What's going on?
We're not hearing you, Miss Daniela.
Oh my God! How can you not hear me? How can you not hear me? So the band is obviously they're all home right now, and they're doing a lot of live streams or like, you know, working in the studio.
Yeah, they're still, you know, like staying artistic and just, I think also. You know, it's so funny. I wish I should have like screenshot and sent it to you, but it was this really funny little post that was going around, and it was, you know, like for musicians, you know, like the first 6 weeks was kind of like great, and or like, you know, like not really sure, and then it was great, and then it was just new creative music that you were doing, and then it was kind of like now what, and then by the time they took a step to the stage, it was like we quit.
No, I think it's going to be out. We retire. Like Gilby was saying, you know. Gilby was like, oh my God, if I can't work for another couple years or so, like, you know, at what point do you just go, oh, okay, well, maybe I'm just done.
Right. Well, you know, it's a scary time we're living in. It really is. And for music too, I don't know if, you know, nothing is obviously going to happen until next year now, or maybe even 2022.
Yeah.
But it's all, I mean, can you even be in a huge area together?
I think the last time I saw you, it was so much fun because you had Mike's birthday party at your house.
Oh,
and had like a little mini
Campo
Coachella.
It
was so fun. Oh my God, that was such a blast.
You know, so many people were saying it was like a little Coachella, but it was great kind of just like breaking it in and feeling like, yeah, like, let's just camp out. And if you want to bring your tent and, you know, like, your own sleeping bag, let's do it. You know, we have all the food and booze covered. And
it was such a treat because all the guys, Barb, all the guys from Green Day were there. And then they had all their friends there, and everybody did this insane jam. I mean, it was like
so good.
It was so ridiculously fun. It was incredible because we were all like in their backyard just watching Green Day basically play.
That's cool.
And then like, you know, all their special guests that they had, and they had some amazing people there.
Yeah.
It was so fun. That was such a good party. I can't wait till we can do things like that again.
Oh my gosh, I feel the same. It's just so It's just, it's the things we take for granted.
Totally.
You know, and it's finding the silver lining every day. I mean, I guess that's, I think, the big silver lining, and hopefully all of us that are, that have a moment to, like, really feel it that way, is just kind of reconnecting or rebooting or, you know, but then think of, like, all the families that are stuck together in apartments and they can't go out, or it's freezing cold, or they, I mean, it's just.
Right. We're lucky because look at this weather. Just, it's insane.
I know. California. We're very spoiled in California.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the end of October and it's, we're sweating.
I know.
Brittany's like, we're recording, by the way, today outside by my pool, not in the studio, if we sound a little different, because actually, Gilby's in the studio today working, and we just thought it'd be kind of safer anyway, since there's a few of us today to do it by the pool.
Yeah.
It's so lovely. And it's hot. It's hot. I'm sweating. I'm totally schwitzing.
It is pretty damn warm.
But
you're glistening, Daniela.
Oh, my God. That's one way
Brittany,
to get a
glow.
Brittany,
how long have you and Mike been married?
Let's see. Almost 12 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how old are your children?
I'm like, I know that feeling. Brixton just turned 12.
Wow.
I know. He's almost as tall as me.
Wow.
I know. It's nuts. And then Ryan will be 10 next month. And then Estelle, our eldest, she'll be 24 in December.
That's crazy.
We have all fall babies.
I think so all of us do. Well, we have summer babies, but I think it's because our husbands are home in the winter and the fall. So it's like all of our babies were conceived. Like you're like, oh my God, what's going on with you? It's like May, July, August. You know, it's like just, so the guys are, you know, if you're on the road, then I guess you're having fall babies. And if you're home, you're having summer babies.
Yeah. How did you guys do that? How was that with the babies and going on tour and stuff? As we've told all of our war stories.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because it gets grueling. It's really, it could be tough. You know, you're in and out of hotels at, you know, the middle of the night, and with little babies, it's difficult to get them up. And
car seats and strollers.
And then, like, all their stuff. They have, you know, like, diapers. And, you know, of course, I would just pack enough to get us there, and then I usually just buy diapers there. But the car seat, the stroller was actually, it came in handy, because after we would get off airplanes or whatnot, or trains, we just, like, pile everything.
Yeah, all the luggage and we'd be
like,
stroller.
And we, like, hope that the kids would be running. And, you know, they were so young. In fact, Brixton was great. My kids are 26 months apart. So I did a lot of traveling just with Brixton, and it was enjoyable, actually. Yeah. And then with a second one, it just, you know,
totally
it's
changes
so
the game.
Much harder.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, that's why when we had Frankie, we stopped at one, because I was afraid that, you know, being on tour all the time.
Right.
I
felt like going on tour with just Brixton and I was very easy and simple, and I wasn't as tired. And then with another one, it just, you have to be aware, and you have to really be on it, and you can't forget anything, and then you're really, really tired.
It's a lot of schlepping. It's not quite as glamorous as everyone thinks it might be.
No, it's not at all.
Oh,
and then you're just
like
in a cave.
I would do anything for it right now.
Like,
I know, right?
I'm sorry. I'm like, I'm over being home. I want to be on the road.
You miss the hustle. You miss the hustle of waking
or
up.
Or just even traveling, too. Yeah. Just, like, get us out of the bubble.
I know. Yeah. I miss traveling, too. How did you and Mike meet?
We met at Sushi Roku.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was the hostess with most, this little maitre d', and I am. It was so funny because it's, like, when you talk to certain people that went to Roku on 3rd Street, like, everyone knows me as the hostess with the leg warmers, because I always made leg warmers. And then I started kind of, like, selling them on the side and was like,
oh, my God,
you know,
I'm totally getting, like, flash dance vibes. Or...
It did, but they were like really 80s and had that dancer thing. But then they were kind of like also chic, because I would cut up all these old furs and just like sew them up top or on the side, so they looked like these amazing over the knee boots. And you just like be
feeling you have
good.
You have incredible style. I always thought you had just such cute style. So I can imagine that was pretty damn cute.
I feel like it's just nice to even, like, get out today. I was like, ooh. Gonna put on some jewelry.
Yeah,
some makeup.
I appreciate it. And your hair is so cute, and the little French braids, so cute.
You know what I did? I've been doing just like coconut oil in my hair after I conditioned. Then I just kind of like slap it all over.
Yeah.
And then I leave it in, so it's still in, so it does look a little wet. And I do like that look, but it's also, I need it. It's just my, I'm so, I feel like my hair is really dried out right now, and I haven't done anything. I haven't been to Duke, who usually does my hair, and I have like all this new, just like patch of gray. And I'm like, excuse me?
That's that fun, is rude, isn't it?
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah.
I'm lucky because my cousin lives right down the street, and she does my color for me. I pop over there and quickly slaps it on.
You are a lucky duck.
Yeah. So he saw you in your hot little leg warmers, and
my
like,
leg
yo,
warmers.
The chick with the leg warmers needs to work her way over here.
And we actually started as friends. We were probably friends for like the first year and a half before we really actually started dating, which was really awesome because, you know, he still is my best friend. And we just, like, we laugh, we have fun. And, you know, of course, like, when we finally became intimate and, like, really got there, we're just like, oh, like we're soulmates. It connects like that.
Yeah.
You know, and now like, I guess, gosh, like we've been together since I was 20. I had a fake ID. And I just turned 38. So, you know, it's like,
it's been a long time. Yeah.
Like now, yeah, it's just, it's beautiful. And it's also, I think during quarantine, it just makes me like, okay, I need my girlfriends. I need a fucking break. I need some space. I just like need a moment.
Yeah. I think we all do. And I think everybody feels like that. And that's not anything, you know, to do with anything. And plus we're also not used to having them around full time like that.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's kind of like, cause like Gilby and I have been together for a million years and people always say like, what's the magic sauce? I'm like, he travels a lot.
But you're right.
But it
you're
works.
Totally right.
Who else gets excited to see their significant other when you're there, you know, you're together. Well, Zach and I are going to be together. We're married a year less than Danielle and Gilby, but we've been together since 85.
Oh wow.
So since I'm 16 years old.
That is so incredible. I mean, that's beautiful and it's inspiring and it's also a long time.
Yeah.
You know, to make
it. It's very long.
I mean, my grandparents exceptionally long today. 75th wedding anniversary. 75 years being married.
That's incredible.
Oh my God.
75 years is a long time.
75 years.
Marriage.
One penis.
One penis, baby.
75 years.
Girls,
you gotta make sure it works well.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
That's crazy. Wow, that's such a long time. One of the reasons why we wanted to talk to you and bring you on today was because it's October and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I know that you have had breast cancer and actually you're just coming here now from a wellness checkup, thank God, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's bring as much awareness as we can. Cause I feel like right now, especially there's so many women and men can also get diagnosed, but what my doctor, Dr. Funk said that screening is down 62% right now, which means that there's going to be so many more cases of breast cancer
because really
no
scary.
One's getting screened. No one's getting checked. They're scared.
People are afraid to go to the hospital or afraid to go anywhere for anything unnecessary or voluntary, right?
Yeah, but you know what, though? Early detection saves lives.
Right.
I mean, I found mine early enough. I still had to go through crazy treatment, but had I not and it really like went into more lymph nodes and then just carried throughout my body, that's when it's dangerous and that's when it's really, you don't know. Like you just, it's a really scary game. So early detection saves lives.
Did you find out? How did you know?
I felt it. It was like out of nowhere too. It was so crazy. So I was with Susan Holmes going to Australia because both of our men were like, it was some kind of festival, some big, you know, like down under Aussie thing. And we were on the airplane and I think just maybe like being up so high elevated that in the air, that's when I really felt it. And I was like, Suze, feel this. What is this? And she's like, oh yeah, that's like kind of
you felt it by raising your arm or you felt it because you touched yourself?
I think sometimes when I talk, like I always like hold my necklaces or my heart, or I'm very, you know, Italian and passionate, so I get like like this. And I think I was just probably talking and doing this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what? And then I kept doing it. And then I was like, Suze, feel this. And then she felt it. And she's like, yeah, babe, that's strange. Just get it checked when you get back.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like we're in Australia for two weeks or something. And then we went back, and then we had to, and then I think Mike and I like had a fly to Austin or something. And it was, I remember also like making the appointment there, and then I was like, well, I won't be home for another month. So it was like 2 months or maybe 6 weeks or something before I actually got checked discovering it. I know. But could you imagine like if I didn't even feel it?
Yeah.
That's the other crazy thing.
And you were how old at the time? You were super young.
I was 31.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that I think is most scary, is that people think, oh, it's like an older thing.
No,
when
it's
you're
not.
Older, you get that kind of stuff, so I don't have to worry about it when I'm young. But I think that's why it's so important to hear your story, because you were so young when you discovered that.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, the crazy, I think what's mostly crazy and beautiful about it all, because of how much science we've you know, somewhat turned into as a nation, that we're able to catch and detect things. So a lot of women in their 20s are getting diagnosed, and that is really young. I mean, in your 20s, and then it's so drastic that they'll even, you know, like, of course, the mastectomies, like I do recommend, but then oftentimes they take out your ovaries, and then, you know, you're in your 20s and you don't have ovaries, and you're like, oh shit, I can't even have babies now, or I can't get pregnant. I mean, that is crazy and sad.
You into early menopause,
It does do early menopause, but then of course they ask, you know, if you want to preserve your eggs, and you could do that, which is great with science, right? So we have that, but then it's also, then you have to get a surrogate, and that's also hard for your surrogate to actually stick and get pregnant and keep the baby. And so it's a big roller coaster, because there's a lot of letdowns, and it's a whole new world.
Did you have it genetically? Like, were you tested for the BRCA gene?
Yeah, I did. I got tested for everything, and fortunately, I was not positive for BRCA 1 or BRCA 2.
Oh, wow.
And they, of course, at the time, there was like 30 other genetic tests that I did. They all came out negative.
Wow.
But you know, now, because I'm like 6 years
hormonal?
Out. Yes, I mean, well, they called it environmental, is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yeah, I definitely think hormones were a big part of it, because I was estrogen positive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in America, all of our food is like, most of our food is processed,
right?
You know, in Europe,
a lot of antibiotics and hormones
in their stores. Yeah, the hormones that were just shooting up into all these poor animals here,
right?
In America, and then like our kids are eating it, and I'm pretty sure that's a big cause of cancers, other diseases, obviously, like
100%.
Diabetes, you know. Heart problems.
I mean, I'm very soy leery, because my niece developed breasts at like 7 years old.
Right.
And it was because she was on the, you know, after breastfeeding, she was soy, everything soy based.
Right.
And the doctors were like, it's estrogen. You need to, you know.
Yes.
And so I'm super, super leery of soy based products.
Yeah,
and soy's in everything.
Soy is another thing. Mm-hmm. And that's a common thing.
When you felt the lump, like, what does it feel like? What should women feel for?
So that's a great question. There's a lot, even if you go online, it's really scary. So be careful what you are, you know, like Googling with cancers and stuff. I do like, you know, the Cancer Society, that's a good one. And, Tower Oncology, Hematology, they're great. They kind of give you like videos of how to do it. Dr. Funk does as well. So if you just kind of, you know, like feel all around the actual breasts and the cup, and then just go all the way inward, and yes, like put your arms up, and like also like put them different directions, and you know, even like checking your arms and your armpits in the, because your lymph nodes, and you need to even sometimes drain your lymph nodes, but they will come from your, you know, your armpits down. And for me, my personal experience was, it was like a quarter size big rock. It felt like a rock, and it wasn't soft. It was more hard, and you could almost kind of like dig it out and pick it up. Like you could like literally just like grab it. But then you could, there was like a fishtail that went down into another little one too. So I don't, I mean, of course I'm not a doctor, but mine was hard. I could pull it out. It didn't hurt was the other thing too. It was just big in there.
Were you getting mammograms or no? Because you're too young. Yeah.
No, they don't. They actually don't. I think a lot of insurance companies won't even start screening until 40, and they're trying to move to 50 or something.
Yeah, my
so
husband,
scary and ridiculous.
My husband goes to Tower for hematology.
Okay,
he had blood clots. And he had 3 pulmonary emboli, and the doctor that he sees feels that radiation. It's a double-edged sword, and you have to decide if the radiation is going to give you what the information is, it worth the radiation. So they are going towards later, unless so they're saying that self-exam, I think his doctor said something like 85% of lumps are felt through self-exam.
Oh, that's
are discovered
amazing.
More so by yourself, because you know your breasts, so you know if it's something new, or like I've always been lumpy, like it's just my genetics,
right?
And so it's nothing new when I know what to feel for. And he was just saying like you have to be really careful doing them too young, unless you have a family history and breast cancer is really closely related, they're finding out, the genetic one, to colon cancer. So there's, a lot of times if you have the BRCA gene,
it's such a strong connection.
Like Lori's father has breast cancer as a man, and he had colon cancer, and our friend passed from colon cancer. And so it's related.
Right, right.
Sharon
ovarian cancer is too, because if you do have the BRCA gene, you're at a 70% risk of getting ovarian cancer.
Right.
That's what Angelina Jolie's mother had, and she had the BRCA, so she was preventative.
Right.
And took out, she did a full mastectomy, and I don't know if it was an oophorectomy or a hysterectomy. I did an oophorectomy, so I had my uterus. But no more eggs, no more ovaries.
How did you manage going through that and having 2 small children? I mean,
I was just thinking about like what age were they when this, I think they were probably, let's see, probably like 3 and 5 or maybe 4 and 6. But
was Mike
home? But we talked about it. Yeah, he was home. He had this big break. I mean, I guess, you know, some it meant to be, right? That c'est la vie meant to be, those phrases. So yeah, he was home. It was great because, you know, he was my rock. He was my foundation through it. And then we actually, because we were living in Oakland at the time, and then we moved down to SoCal, and I'm from SoCal, so I had my mom and most of my family just all there helping with the kids and being supportive and, you know, dropping off food or doing what they could. And and that was huge to keep the kids busy and give us a break. And
thank God.
They were so young, but they also kept me going. You know, it's like you fake it around them just so they know, like, oh, like it's okay. And then they just kind of keep doing their thing, and they make you strong. Like they make you want to fake it to make it, so that you're able to be like, okay, come on, like let's try to do a puzzle or let's go for a walk. They'd be like, mommy, let's go for a walk. And you just kind of make yourself do it. And then you're like, okay, like I didn't feel like I couldn't do, but I did it. And like, I'm okay. I'm still here.
Yeah, that.
So it's strength. For me, it was strength.
I remember seeing all your posts on Instagram, and just like it was tremendous to see you and Mike just partnering through this and getting through it together, and the kids, and you were so open about it, which I think is so great because it's so helpful and so inspiring to so many people.
Yeah. Thank you. It was scary because we weren't sure if we wanted to, you know, have it be a public thing, and we kept it in for probably like a month, and then Mike, you know, was like, I think we should say something, and so we did, and it actually in a weird way was also kind of therapeutic because I treated it like my journal, and it kind of helped just kind of get these like diary entries out, and then pictures, and then to even kind of see the transformation of it was helpful even for me to just be like, okay, That's how I looked like a month ago, and that was like, you know, a week ago, so I'm okay. Like, you know, I just keep like I think it was for me, it was also one day at a time, because like literally 3 days later you just feel like it was like the worst hangover, and then having the flu, and then and then just like being so sore and achy. That's what it felt like. And then after like a couple of days post chemo, it would get like okay again. But then there's like other vitamins and supplements that you take and tricks that a lot of, I think like a lot of other cancer patients don't know about. Like I would go back and get hydration. I would get, you know, like a fluid bag of just saline water. And that would help hydrate me because you want to get the chemo in and then flush it out really quick. Right. But don't like let it stagger. And of course, like the longer it staggers and, you know, like the more like stiff you feel in the bones and then, you know, they want to get it in there and it's accumulative, but you also want to just flush it out.
Right.
As fast as you can. So dehydration was a big one. Like, you know, I even like passed out one time and had to get rushed to the ER.
Oh my God.
Because I was dehydrated.
Yeah.
But dehydration is huge because we're made up of so much water.
Yeah. And you don't think about that. But did you think about now after all this, after you finished chemo, radiation, everything, I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to do things more, I don't know, more holistically, or did any of that change for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been pretty thoughtful of that, and my mom, I mean, we've, especially, you know, growing up in California, we've had a lot of fresh, thoughtful foods, so I always ate healthy for the main part, and you know, like, we have alcohol, or we have cake, and you know, it's all sugar at that point, so...
Right.
During chemo, I didn't change my diet. I just ate whatever I could because my doctors said that. They're like, just get through this. Like, if you are craving a burger or want a beer, like, have it.
Yeah.
And you really, like, there were certain points where you did crave that and you'd be, like, really ravenous because they, like, shoot you up with all these,
steroids,
like, and that makes you, like, angry for food.
Yeah.
And then that would just kind of like, you know, dissipate and then you go back in for another round. But now, I mean, I'm still, you know, thoughtful of it. I'm not a vegan and I'm not all the way vegetarian, but I'm very thoughtful of where I get my meat. And if I'm really craving it, I will eat a burger, a thoughtful burger that is grass fed or that doesn't have all these hormones in it. And my friend makes them. She has an amazing ranch and they raise their cattle and they have pork and they have cow and they have duck and chicken. And so it's like the best bacon and the freshest chicken. And even though we keep it frozen in the freezer, I usually buy from her because I know it's safe and it's clean and it's so good even after thawing out and cooking it. It's just... Yeah. It's just
nice.
You know where you go.
Yeah. What was that? I was gonna say something else now, and I'm spacing.
Because it's hot.
It's really fucking hot. I'm dying.
I'm like
I've got major under boob sweat going on right now.
I
know that's really gorgeous.
Good thing I have a tank top on. like air it out, wing it out, fly.
God, so bad. So but you know what? It's such a good story to see you now and to see you looking so like yourself. You know, you look gorgeous as ever and healthy and strong, and you got through that. And now you can tell your story and hopefully help others to try to get through that and not be so terrified when they get that diagnosis, because there are such great treatments now. And as long as you check and do screenings and stay on top of it, it doesn't have to be a death sentence or, you know.
Absolutely.
So, girls, check your girls.
Check your titties.
Check your titties.
Come on, babies. Even you men.
Yeah, exactly. Men, too. So we have a couple little segments here that we like to do.
Yes.
One of them is we always ask our visitors, girlfriends, guests, whatever you all of the above, what is the one thing that you really love about yourself? We need to add, what do you hate about yourself,
that's
too?
That's always, like, great little questions, you know, because it's hard to love yourself. But it's so important. I mean, self-care and allowing yourself to have that me time or, like, whatever kind of just brings you back to feeling centered. That is something I should know, right?
No, I mean, I struggle with
it's
that,
It's not
too.
An easy question to answer,
no,
though. It's
I
not.
I know. It should be. I think what you should come back to that for a hot minute.
What you should love about yourself is the fact that you saved your own life.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty amazing.
I mean, I think body awareness, you know, mm-hmm. or thoughtfulness. I always try to tell my kids to, you know, be aware of things and just always look around them and be thankful for what they have, because, you know, they are, I mean, they're privileged. They have right. this like white skin and they live in a good area and they're not struggling. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't know what I like about myself.
All right, well, we'll get back to that.
Is that awful?
Is there anything you hate about yourself? No, I'm just kidding. I have a whole list, by the way, for me.
I kind of love myself. I don't really hate on myself too much.
Do you have a beauty product that you love that you cannot live without?
Yes. I have a few because my skin is so dry. I love Egyptian Magic. Oh, it's like super, it's so old and ancient, but
it's the greatest.
It's so good. I put it all over. I'll put it on my lips, I'll put it on my face, I'll even sometimes put it on my hands, and even if my kids are really chapped or, you know, like anything hurts, I'll just put it on there. Mm-hmm. So I do love that. I love coconut oil a lot.
Me too.
For everything. Mm-hmm. And I like Hourglass. Do you know that?
I love Hourglass. Yeah.
And I like the shimmery stuff that mm-hmm. they have. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what, am I like a teenager again with the shimmer and like
highlighter?
But it's also making me happy. And I'm like, yes, okay. Like, it's okay to feel like a little teenager again. So I'm like, more sparkles.
You look like a teenager, so it's no problem feeling like what?
That's so sweet. I wish.
No, you look great.
I wish I felt like that. Like, truly, you know, because the energy that you have and...
You look like that. You walked in today. I was like, oh, my God. So beautiful.
Well, I got dressed up for you, ladies.
I like it. Thank you. I appreciate it. It does not go unnoticed. I do appreciate it.
I love your necklace. What does it say? The one with the beads.
My daughter made it. It says Ryan Ruby May. And she was like, don't wear that. And I've been wearing it.
Oh, I love it.
She was trying to throw it away.
It's so cute.
I was like, girl, let me have
that. I love
it.
Yeah,
it's
great.
It's just like a cute little, you know, like when the kids make them with the little like fish.
I love that.
Yeah.
But I do actually want to get like real like glass beads and you know, because it is so cute and I like the papa color. You know,
that's good.
Hey, you know who used to do that all the time was Chris Kushner, who we both know.
I was just with Kushner the other day.
Yeah.
Love her. And Frankie, of course.
Yeah, little Frankie.
Double Frankie, actually.
Yeah, we've got little Frankie and big Frankie.
Love that.
So Chris Kushner and little Frankie used to make all these like little bracelets and necklaces and stuff with beads. And it was really
that's
cute.
That's the age. So little Frankie and Ryan, my daughter, are like little besties. And
they're cute.
They entertain us. We're like... Where did you learn that? The things that they, you know, the cute things that they're learning in school.
Right.
So not the like, excuse me, what was that?
Are you strict?
I think I am. I definitely like, I could, you know, crack the whip.
Yeah.
I am because I don't want them to be little jerks, and they are little jerks, you know, but, but yeah, like you have to be strict in a way. I mean, I am. I guess from what other people have said about my children is they, you know, they're well behaved and they have great manners and they're welcome back anytime.
So important.
And I love hearing that because I always make sure, you know, like have your P's and Q's if you're going over to someone's house and be aware of like if their parents are asking to help clean up or take like that dish to the sink, take the dish to the sink anyways, regardless, like you're old enough, you should do that. You should know that.
Yeah.
So... You know, I mean, at home, they let those walls down and they could, you know, still be like emotional and, you know, like little kid, like coming.
Of course.
Like
so
little tweens.
Mom and dad,
Yeah. So they get a little bit more sloppy and I'm just like, you kids are privileged.
My mom used to say that I was a house rat and a street angel. So I totally get that. Yeah.
So
and actually, Sabbath is exactly
that's
that,
a
too.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
That's totally. It's okay
funny.
To be riffraff.
My teachers would say, oh my God, she helps us clean up after class, and she's the first one to ask if she could volunteer to help a member. There's like, we got in the car, and she's like, I don't know which kid they were speaking of, but it was not you. I don't know who they were talking about. She's like, you're a house rat and a street angel. And I was like, never really kind of got it until I had my youngest, who's 8, and giving us a run for our money.
Yes.
And he's absolutely a house rat and a street angel.
How would Zach rephrase that now? It'd have to be something sexual, I'm sure.
Oh,
it'd be like
gosh.
A house slut and a street angel.
Yeah, what is that whole like a whore in the bedroom, a cook in the kitchen, which I am not.
A chef in the kitchen.
But yeah, not a chef in the kitchen and a CEO in the boardroom or what have you. But yeah, no, but yeah, he's funny.
I love
you're
cooking.
Just on the precipice of the fun yeah. age with girls. Oh. My poor mother. She had five girls.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
That 11 years old to you. Frankie is just not. She's an exceptional child. She's just such a sweet human. I have yeah. one of those. And I have three other children that are very much their own people, and they're right. great people. And but that age, it's like say goodbye to them for a couple of years and then right. they come back. Zach took it personally. I'm one of seven, so I knew what was coming. Wow. And I knew it was like they'll come back one day.
But wow, one of seven.
Yeah, 11 years, 12, 13 with girls. Ooh,
are tough. You close to your family members?
No.
Oh, not at all? Not even one of them?
Yeah, my brothers. Okay.
Right, so I guess it's time for Barb's bag of tricks.
Little bag of magic.
Okay. Well, it is Halloween.
Oh, actually, I have an extra X-rated candy from yesterday with Macy for you.
Ooh, X-rated. What is this
X-rated like? X-rated candy for you. Don't let the kids have
it. It's an adult Halloween.
Don't let the okay. kids know that one.
To my secret admirer.
So we're always on about anything that's lifting or affirming or tightening. Or
yeah.
Daniela loves andromology. And,
have you tried andromology?
No, never.
I haven't done it either. Andromology is great because it's a machine, and you go to a place that does andromology,
uh-huh.
and the technician runs this machine. It's kind of like in a circular motion. And it helps to tighten and Ooh. Firm you and yeah. get rid of cellulite.
It does lymphatic drainage too, right?
But that's why I was bringing it up. Yeah. Exactly. I was thinking, for lymphatic drainage, it's amazing for lymphatic drainage.
Okay.
So.
Wow. I actually don't do because I had so many lymph nodes taken out that I can't mess with any of that.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, to like massage any of the unwanted dimples, yes.
Yeah, no, it's amazing.
And actually, we have we've talked a lot about an apparatus for that. There's a phasia blaster.
Okay,
and it's a medical grade apparatus that has these like little wheels on it, mm-hmm. and you could oil up and do it yourself. Yeah, you have to be gentle with yourself because
otherwise
you bruise like crazy.
A crack whore with
yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
I actually like that look.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I don't obviously like want to look like a crack whore. But I love bruises and I love I have so many scars and blood, and that's why I think like when I went through. So a lot of people do a cold cap to preserve yeah. their hair during chemo,
yeah.
and it really does work. And I did try it one time, and it's actually like so much more work, and it's hard, and it hurts. It's like
so
crazy on your head. Yeah. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go raw, and I'm gonna let you know, like I believe in God. I know He's gonna heal me, and I'm gonna like let my body go through everything and like shed it all. Mm-hmm. And so I went bald, and then the girl who was doing the cold caps, she's like, "Well, I don't know if you should do that because there's a big chance that you could have alopecia." And I was like, "What the fuck? Like, who tells that to a cancer, like someone undergoing treatment? Like, that's so scary because then, of course, I don't want to, not right. have hair the rest of my life."
Yeah.
But anyways, I just made the decision to try it and let my body go through the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got like really bald and like all these scars, and then I my port was infected, and so I had to like always do blood work through like whatever vein they could find in your body, mm-hmm. and I was just like a Frankenstein. But then I was like, you know what, embrace this shit and just own it. And then I was like, you know what, I kind of like being patched up. I'm all good with that.
That's beautiful, actually. Did yeah. your hair grow back a different texture?
Yeah, for a little bit it did. I actually loved having a shaved head, and I always get tempted when I see girls with the shaved head because it's so hot and so.
You looked like, so gorgeous with the shaved head, like still.
It felt
so gorgeous.
Good. It yeah. felt so good. It was freeing, and it felt good. I was constantly like feeling it. I loved it. But I do love hair, and we hide behind our hair. That's what I noticed when I lost my hair and I was bald. I was like, wow, that's a shield. That's a protection, and.
100%.
Like it was that was like so raw, but also like so humbling, and it really like stripped you, and it made you just like know what was important and what you wanted and what to fight for. And it's yeah, I mean, I was okay with it, but I do love hair, and I'm mm-hmm. I'm happy that it's growing back. And it was curly, and I loved it, and then it got straight again.
Really?
But I always wanted curly hair, mm-hmm. and it was for a little bit, and then it just got straight again.
Because most people that I know, my brother had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma when he was 28, and his hair grew back a totally different texture.
Like coarse.
And Sharon's did too, yeah, so much wavier and thicker.
Yes,
and
mine too, yeah. But then I lost it.
Yeah.
Oh. And his is still like that?
Yeah. And Sharon Osbourne has, you know, she has a beautiful
right.
head of hair. But hers grew up a different texture. It was a lot more like coarse
yes.
and wavy.
Right.
Yeah. Same with Jill's.
Yeah.
Oh,
mine
Jill
was
posted
like that,
a picture of her hair the other day. It looks gorgeous.
Yeah. Really
beautiful.
Thick and curly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love curls.
Yeah.
But then I feel like if you have curly hair, then you want the straight hair because you always want one.
Grass is always greener,
have,
right?
Yeah, totally. That's my battle every day because my hair is wavy and curly. And
but that's the best.
Yeah. So that's every day I'm like,
straight or wavy?
should I just leave it? Oh, I'm
this
too lazy.
One doesn't even know what the blow dry bar is. I'm like, do you ever go and get a blowout? And she's like, what? I was like, the dry bar. It's like right down the road from you. I go there all the time. She's like, no, I've never done that. She's never like just gone and got a blow dry.
Her hair always just brush my hair.
I don't really ever blow dry my hair. And I do just like sometimes just use my fingers to brush my hair too.
Yeah.
And let it ride kind of.
Yeah.
But I also like the tussled kind of like just been fucked look. And, you know, like
exactly.
yours is like a mermaid, you know, but you can make it all like, yeah, let's
that's
do
so
it.
Funny. You see the JFL look all the time. My wedding hair, Zach always like, oh, you got that JFL look. I'm like, yeah, too bad it's not for real.
Baby.
It's just from life frazzling my hair. So this is a product. It's by Anise. And it's a booty oil.
Ooh.
And it says, have you seen my underwear?
Ooh.
Which is really funny.
Do you have underwear on?
Today I do.
Okay.
I have to think about it for a second.
Brittany, do you not wear underwear?
Oh, I love going sans. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yes.
We were talking about that yesterday because of Daniela's Frankie B's and everybody wearing, their G-string, that whole Britney Spears thing. And I was I kind of like, that's when I started not wearing underwear.
Yeah.
Back then, because I was like, I don't like that G-string hanging out thing. It doesn't, I don't know. I didn't dig it, but
sometimes I like
did.
It, and then sometimes I don't. And like one time, Mike, you know, like they grab it and they do that, like a slingshot, and you're like, mother.
But I guess this has a lot of caffeine in it, so it's really good for cellulite.
Wow.
And let's see what else is in here. There is organic jojoba oil, which is incredible for your hair too.
Yeah, your whole body.
And there's Arabica coffee beans. So it's got coffee as the third ingredient and then again coffee oil as the last ingredient. So this has got a lot of caffeine in, which means it's very active and it really works. And it smells good.
Yeah,
so
it smells good and
this
great.
This is a good one.
I love it. Is that for me? Is that
to smell?
Yeah, you can
smell it.
Speaking of coffee beans, I brought you ladies coffee.
Ooh.
And I wasn't sure like how many people would be here, so I just brought two bags of coffee.
How nice.
Sorry, but
husband has his own coffee, so I'm
I have
another
one
very
in
caffeinated
here, unless
as
I
well.
In the
so somebody
car.
Else
I was
should.
So
that's
frazzled
because
the blood work always makes me like all just. I guess I
is this your
it.
Coffee company?
Yeah. So Mike and I and actually his the. Trey and Sarah and Billy and 80. It's like our whole little
it's rad.
Oakland coffee. It's great. I mean, we love like a really strong, bold coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it does definitely kind of give you that like kick. And it's not like the crazy like crack coffee where you're like, you know, really kind of moving too fast. It's bold. And if you really grind it fine, it could be espresso. But what I love about it is it's all it just composts completely into if you have a compostable bin, and everything in here is just compostable, so you don't waste anything, and you could just kind of like sprinkle it back out in your garden. And
oh, that's so cool!
You know,
I
love that.
I don't understand either because my husband has a coffee line, Valhalla Java, through Death Wish Coffee, and it's also organic and fair trade. The cool thing about what people, I don't think people realize how many pesticides and how many carcinogens are in. Cans in coffee, especially Starbucks coffee. They have the warnings,
Starbucks.
The proposition warnings, right when you're checking out. Coffee really organic and is the only way to go because they spray the heck out of the crops.
Yeah, they do. And, so it's really awesome. I mean, I'm pro, you know, marijuana because the herbs help me medicinally. And we have a farm in Santa Cruz called Golden Seed, and it's all outdoor natural growing. So, again, the pesticides. I mean, pesticides on coffee, pesticides on vegetables, on herb. Yeah. It's real, and it gives you headaches and diseases.
Yeah. My brother got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from pesticides. He was working for, he's a chemical engineer, and he was working for General Foods testing, testing pesticides for fruit and vegetables. And they said that the type of non-Hodgkin's he had was very specific to farmers. And so it was either the black hair dye, because the black hair dye, they got in with that grandfather clause. They're still able to use that color in the black. That's a carcinogen.
Oh my goodness.
Jacqueline Onassis had that cancer, same as my brother, or pesticides. A lot of farmers get non-Hodgkin's lymphoma because of the pesticides. So it's really important. Tea and coffee, you really want it to be organic.
Yeah, that's I didn't realize how common that was, but it makes sense completely.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wait, I want to smell this.
Yeah, fabulous. Smell it. Gilby will be very happy about that,
too. Yeah, he'll be very happy. He loves it.
And then I have one more product, which you actually might like this a lot, Brittany, because this is Sonia Dekar's line.
Oh,
and
I love her stuff.
She has some really great products. She's local here to us in California, but you can find her on soniadekar.com, I believe. Let me double check on here.
Okay.
This I always try to find and have in my arsenal because I've been combating a bunch of skin allergies as of late. And when my kids, my older two, went through acne breakouts and would go for kind of aggressive facials and stuff, this blue mask is so healing and so calming that if you have any kind of inflammation or flare or anything, it is... I haven't found anyone that's had a sensitivity to it. It's paraben free. There's no artificial dyes, no artificial fragrance, sulfate free, no animal testing, no animal byproducts. And this packaging is also 100% recyclable. But this is it's really good for sensitive skin. You could actually put this on a baby. It works for diaper rash. It's unbelievable. So this was something that I've put in the bag of tricks right now, and I highly recommend this.
Yes. So.
That's it for
today. Don't mind the garbage truck in the background beeping away. All right. Well, that's a good good little cup of products.
Yeah.
So, Brittany, back to your question.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What do you love most about yourself?
Oh.
Did you ever think about
Mommy
it?
Mommy dearest.
Yeah, she'll hold you to it.
Yeah, but we have maybe we have to do a to be continued. I know. It really is. You know, I've been trying to do more self-care, so I really do have to think about that because... Yeah. I do love myself, but I guess not enough, so I can't think of that question.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
Isn't that awful?
I mean, it took me off guard when someone turned it around on me, so I mean, I understand.
Yeah, we had a couple of episodes of Honest AF show asking other people before we figured it out for ourselves and answered
totally.
It ourselves.
Right. So don't feel bad.
When I am tight in my friendship, I'm very protective and I'm very trusting, and I give them all my trust, and I think that, I guess that's what I love about myself, is I don't bullshit, and I will tell them what it is. I mean, I am a straight shooter.
And you are Brittany Cade, and you are honest AF.
I am Brittany Cade, and I'm honest as F. I was going to say as fuck, but
you can.
Honest AF.
We are not censored.
Oh, you're not okay. Honestly,
here. No. So, thank you so much, Brittany, for coming and visiting us today.
Thank you for having
me.
It was fun.
It was so nice having you. And, girls, check your boobs.
Check your tatas.
Boys, check them out too.
Yes.
Check your girls and check your own, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear that a lot, as a lot of men find their partner's lumps. Sometimes too.
Yeah. Well, they need to check their boys as well. Testicular cancer is serious.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true. Indeed.
That's very true. So, all right. Well, if you enjoyed the show, please make sure to subscribe,
review,
download, what have you. And if you have any questions or suggestions or products that you want us to talk about, please hit us up on our socials, which is Honest AF Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and honestafshow.com is our website. And Brittany, if people want to follow you on Instagram, are you private or are you?
No, I'm public. Okay. The Batman's mom.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cute.
I love that.
It's funny because now my son's like, no, you're not Batman's mom anymore, honey.
And what about Simone Kidd, if they want to check that out?
Yeah, it's Simone Kidd. And then Rue LTD is kind of a fun one. It's hats. And we give back to Orangewood Foundation, which is a foundation for fostering newborns to 18-year-olds. So it's also kind of close to my heart. But
yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Awesome.
Love
well, thank
that.
You so much.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, everybody. Keep well. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
We obviously need to do a disclaimer here. So we want you to know we are not doctors or experts by any stretch of the imagination. We are just a couple of gals that are looking for magical products, procedures, and experiences. And in our quest, we will share our honest as fuck opinions with you. So please make sure before you try anything we talk about that you know your own restrictions and do so at your own risk. Do not blame us for any of your issues. We're just experimenting too.
Did you guys hear about that couple that went on vacation and one spouse murdered the other? In fact, the entire vacation was planned just so that they could make the murder look like an accident.
Ah, so like a slaycation.
Oh boy, sounds like a fun new true crime podcast to me.
On every episode of Slaycation, we'll examine true cases of people who were killed while on vacation.
Was it murder? Or just a horrible accident? That's up to you and the law to decide. But either way, if you leave for your vacation in the plane and come home under the plane, you've definitely gone on a slaycation.
Join us every week for a fascinating new episode.
911, what's your emergency?
But make sure to pack your body bags, because getting away can be murder.
This is Slaycation.